Hey guys, my name is Parker, and today we're going to be going over a practical way to start making friends and building connections and rapport with others when you have social anxiety. So before we get into the four things that lead to the strongest and the most powerful connections with others, if you're watching this right now and you struggle with anxiety and social interactions and it's really holding you back from what you want, then I just created a completely free training for you for people with social anxiety who want to get to their true potential and really break the habit of being themselves. So if that sounds like you in any way, then there's a link in the description below. Go ahead and click that and you'll get the free training. So the main reason I decided to make a video on this today was a buddy of mine was telling me about how he finally got this girl in one of his social circles out on a date, and they went out for drinks, and he basically leaned in for the kiss at the end of the night, and she just pulled away, and it was a total flat out rejection. And he was just trying to explain to me how he thought he had done everything right, how he had, you know, accepted all of her views that she was talking about at dinner, how he had listened intently and done everything as a gentleman should do, blah, 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 blah. However, what he couldn't really see was he was mistaking building rapport with somebody as being a pushover. And I can see that in so many of, you know, the people that I work with and just everybody with social anxiety kind of misunderstanding and misreading a lot of times. And we end up trying to, you know, build these friendships and build these connections with others because sometimes we're struggling with this and, you know, we're lonely, but it comes off extremely needy. It comes off as we're trying to take on other people's views because we need something from them. We need their friendship. We need their companionship. And what happens is it just sends out kind of like a beacon to these people and showing them that, wow, I don't really want to be friends with them because it seems like they're not powerful and they're not, you know, strong in their own sense, in their own feelings about themselves and the world. And people accept the judgment that you place on yourself. Okay, that's just how the world works. So building friendships with people and building rapport with people, it's not about finding commonalities, okay? Because that just comes off needy, like I said. Okay, rapport is just a two-way street of responsiveness. Okay, it's a two-way street of people trusting each other and feeling comfortable in a conversation, okay, where one person isn't on top of the other, okay, you're very even balance. And we all know what it feels like to not be in rapport with somebody, right? It's kind of like every single thing that you say to them, it's kind of being pushed and not accepted. And you know, everybody kind of experience the same thing when you're like in a car with somebody and it's just you two by yourself and you're driving just on the open road and no conversations being had. You're out of rapport, okay? But there's these four things that we're gonna discuss in the video really quick that if you can implement them, okay, they're going to lead to awesome and powerful connections with people at an extremely quick rate. Now, before we get into these four things, okay, the most important thing when we're going into any conversation with another person is to have a good intent, okay, and to really expect that the conversation is going to go well. And trust me, it will once you learn these four things, okay? But the most important thing is to go in there with good intentions and really believing and expecting that your conversation is gonna flow well. Because when we struggle with social anxiety, a lot of the times we go into conversations already, you know, sweaty, we got that anticipation anxiety because maybe we're like thinking about going up to somebody to talk to them or whatnot. And then once you go ahead and do that, you're expecting the worst, okay? All these things that have been, you know, we've been programmed with from our subconscious and past experiences, they're usually going around in the background. And as you learn more of the content and maybe even work, like watch the free training, you're gonna learn how to release a lot of those things. But for right now, just know, going in with a good intention, okay? Just a positive intention to just give value to this other person, to not, you know, suck energy from them, but and not try to just completely be needy and validate everything that they say. Just have a two-way connection of rapport and responsiveness with other people to have a comfortable conversation. Okay, that's what we're really going to be doing. Okay, hey guys, so if you're listening to this on a podcast right now, I'll put a link to my new YouTube channel if you want to see more of kind of like the visuals there, because right now we're going to be going over some pretty important slides. So that link will just be in the description below. So, you know, making friends and building rapport and building these powerful connections. So there are four specific factors that I've kind of been mentioning that really help to avoid resistance and create a real sense of rapport and relationship and bond between individuals, okay? And those are, as you can see on the screen, shared goals, common enemies, shared experiences, and strong emotions. So let's go over and tackle each one of these here. So the very first one being shared goals. So I put an example here, and that's what I'm kind of going to do for each of them. If you've ever played Little League, and if you've never played Little League, it's completely fine. You're still going to get the gist of it, okay? But picture two kids kind of on separate teams, okay, the Yankees and the Red Sox playing against each other. And they're natural enemies, okay? They're competing against each other for the same exact goal. And probably slinging a few, like, you sucks to each other or you're uglies to the other team or to each other. Okay, well, what happens at the end of the season when these two kids, they find themselves playing on the same All-Star team? So if you're not familiar with, you know, how Little League works when you're a kid, you end up playing on, you know, your own team. And at the end of the year, the best players from each team form a new one, and that's their All-Star team. So suddenly, once these two kids find themselves playing on the same team, the other one doesn't suck or look so quite ugly anymore, and there's an instant shift in rapport between the two kids because now they share this common goal as teammates with each other, okay? So having these shared goals along with other people is really how you're going to be able to build a lot of these friendships and connections with others, okay? Shared goals, so keep that in mind. The next one is common enemies, okay? So I just put this example in really quick. You know, the United States and Mexico definitely do not always get along. But when there's a threat overseas, what happens? Okay, the two countries, they end up, you know, banding together to protect their lands. And it's kind of basically like an us versus them mentality, and there ends up being a positive response from each side. So another example that I can use for, like, you know, an everyday life experience is when, you know, you have a boss at work that treats you and your coworkers like shit or unfairly, okay? You end up seeing that you have a real connection with these coworkers because you're sharing a common enemy, and you just have these insights within each other, and you feel this sort of connection and this sort of bond, okay? A lot of times you'll see, like, when you were a kid in high school and there was all these cliques being formed, and you always talked, you would talk crap on each other or on other people, right? And if you didn't like this person, then you were friends, okay? That's kind of how it was when you were younger, and now it kind of goes to more important things as you get older, okay? So that's common enemies. The next one is shared experiences, okay? So what's one of the most common ways that, you know, say a business professional can create rapport with another, you know, businessman? Well, it's not meetings where they're sharing their hopes and their goals and their passions, okay? No, it's not even in the office. They do it on the golf course, okay? And when they play a round of golf with each other, they're sharing an experience, okay? And it creates a real strong bond because you're doing something together, okay? So if you can be able to start sharing experiences with other people, okay, that's what's going to create a real lasting bond. And tying into that, okay, say you know somebody that you just meet and they end up being from the same city as you. Well, what happens? You end up immediately having this level of rapport because you know that you've shared some of those same exact experiences because they've lived in the same place. It's much more powerful if you're able to do it together, like something like golfing, going and experiencing things, but you get the gist of it. Okay, and then finally the last one, and we're gonna come back to these. The last one is strong emotions. Okay, so if you're able to really experience strong emotions with somebody, you know, namely fear, passion, anger, excitement, amongst others, then there's going to be a really high level of rapport there. So let's just give a quick example of one of my buddies who's really extremely close with me. Well, back in, you know, our high school days, okay, we're still close, we would try to get into, you know, there'd be two kind of sides of living. We'd live in a place that was kind of a little poor city, and then a place that was had much more money. It was kind of weird. And so we'd be living here, and we had a lot of buddies that would live inside this gated community. And so we would always have to sneak in to be able to get into this gated community because their parents didn't want us coming over. Okay. And so we would live through a lot of these fearful and stressful situations every day, trying to break into this gated community to hang out with our friends and having these security guards chase us. And it built this extremely lasting bond. Okay. So can you see that in any of your own experiences where maybe you experienced a a big event in your life that was extremely happy, okay, and you experience that with another person. This is what ends up creating these really strong attachments and, you know, powerful connections between others. It's not what you say, it's not being needy, and it's not, you know, trying to just validate every single point that they have and just say, oh yeah, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. It's not that. It's these four things that we have kind of talked about. So let's go over them again really quick. There's the shared goals, there's the common enemies, there's the shared experiences, and there's the strong emotions. Okay, so now you're probably thinking, okay Parker, you know, that's great, but what can I do with that? What now? So what I want you to do right now is to look back at some of the closest friendships that you've actually had over the past and see if they include any of these four things, okay? And this isn't just, you know, the general everyday bullshit that most people are going to tell you to go do and to, like, just go out to bars and, you know, talk to people, all right? Okay, because most of what's popular, you're going to end up realizing is wrong, okay? These are things that you can actually implement immediately. So what I'm going to do is tomorrow, I'm going to give you practical steps that you can throw into your conversations to easily build more friendships and more rapport with others. And these are things that are going to include the four that we're talking about. However, you're going to be able to easily find their passions and their goals and these four main things that once you do so, okay, you're going to have an incredibly tight bond with them, closer than even some of their friends and family that have known them for years. Because as I'm going to be going over tomorrow, we really don't know people as much as we think we do, okay? I mean, look at your own self. How many people really truly know you as you kind of know yourself? Okay, nobody. But if you can really elicit these few things that somebody will tell you about themselves, you are going to have such a tight bond and such a tight connection. And this is where real friendships are made. Usually it's like they're just random occurrences, like some things like these are, okay? But the things we're going to be going over tomorrow are the real nitty and gritty. And then once you implement them and start having, you know, shared experiences with them and, you know, building common enemies and having shared goals about certain things, then that's really what's going to build some awesome connections, okay? So make sure, if you're not already, to subscribe to the new YouTube channel, because tomorrow it's all going to be laid out on those slides like this, and it's going to be much easier to retain the information and to really start implementing that in your own everyday life. Okay, so while you're waiting for that video, make sure that you're going over, looking at your own life and seeing if any of these four things with your old closest friends have occurred, okay? Trust me, I really think you're gonna be able to see that they have, and you're gonna be able to start implementing things like this once we tie it in with the next lesson tomorrow. So while you're waiting for that, make sure to check out that free training, and I will see you in tomorrow's video.